Mobile.
KB2A check says, okay.
4AKE is monitoring.
KXS also monitoring. Good afternoon.
Sir, this is KQ4AKE, Wayne in Simpsonville. How are you doing today?
Name is Dave. I'm mobile in Taylor's, heading back to Greer.
Sir, I was just scanning through some channels and frequencies on the radio here and didn't hear anybody anywhere. I'm starting to wonder if my radio is still receiving.
Working okay, I guess. You heard me. Yeah, you're in the Caesar's head machine. It's quite a bit away from you there in Simpsonville.
Understand. I was listening to the one up on Paris Mountain a little bit, monitoring it, and just real quiet, fairly new ham operator. I'm kind of surprised at how quiet most of the repeaters are most of the time.
Is that what you said?
Yeah, a couple of months ago, just kind of learned my way around the hobby a little bit, trying to figure out how things work.
Okay. Welcome to the hobby. I've been, I've had my license since when Moby was a guppy. You know, 1989 was I got mine.
Good. Yeah, this is one of the things I like about it is it seems like an endless amount of stuff to learn about and, yeah, I've built a couple of antennas and playing around with a couple of HTs and finally bought a decent base station radio to play with. So there's a lot to learn. It's keeping me very busy.
Yeah, there's a lot to learn. There's a lot of different things you can do. All kinds of things to get involved with, weather things, Aries, Races, nets to check into on low band and VHF. Yeah, there's quite a bit of, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. There's a whole bunch of stuff. There's clubs to go to, and oh yeah, I've been around the hobby, a bit, a few days.
It's definitely interesting. It seems like every time I read something or learn something new, it leads to something else, which leads to something else, and it's like an endless amount of stuff to learn. So that's kind of interesting, and talking with a guy in Spartanburg over there trying to set up some JS call communications. I've fooled around with that a little bit, but don't really have an antenna way up in the air, so my range is pretty limited, but we're hoping he'll get an antenna put together and we'll be able to talk back and forth on JSA call a little bit, so that's kind of an interesting software package too.
Yeah, I don't get really into the digital stuff too much. I don't know if you know this or not, but there is a linked repeater system, and up here it's 145.370, and they turn the link on Friday evening, and I think it goes off, I could be wrong about this, I believe it goes off Sunday at midnight or something, and a friend of mine, my friend Jimmy, N4MMW, when he goes down to the coast in his RV, down to Myrtle Beach, I can hit the repeater here, and he can talk back with an HD into a repeater down there.
Pretty neat stuff. When I first got licensed, I was walking around the backyard with a handheld talking on one of the repeaters. I forget which one it was. Probably one of them up on Caesar's Head. Might even been this one. And I was chatting with a guy in Spartanburg and another guy over in Easley, and this other guy jumped into the conversation. Turned out he was walking around in his backyard in California talking on a repeater there that was connected through the internet to the repeater up on Caesar's Head. So I was like, well, wait a minute. We're both walking around our backyard. He's in California. I'm in South Carolina, and we're talking like we're standing next to each other. That was pretty amazing.
Oh, yeah. I think it's South Carolina Heart, H-E-A-R-T. I believe that's the website. You can look at all the repeaters all over the state that are interconnected. I think that's what it is, South Carolina Heart, or schart.com. I think that's what it is. But, yeah, that's a nice little setup. And then you got a repeater, correct me if I'm not really sure, 145.470, they do the weather net. Like, we got this current, we got this storm coming our way, so they'll have something set up there.
AA3JCA.
XEA, go ahead and take around KB2HXS Mobile.
The other guy's call and so forth, and I'm glad you answered it. It is SC Heart, but it's schart.us is the website. And, of course, you know about our 9 o'clock debts that are on the 610 machine. And then there's a couple of bets on the Tuesdays and Thursdays on the Skyward, the K9OH. I got a phone call real quick. I'll be right back. KA3JCA.
No way, just the 145-470. Anyway, I'm going to be home in a few minutes. I will catch you again, KB2HXS.
See you. This is KQ4AKE, and we're clear.
K2HXS.
Station that was in Simpsonville. Can I get your call again? And as soon as I get off the phone, I'll give you a call back.
AKE in Simpsonville. Name is Wayne. Kilo Quebec 4, Alpha Kilo Echo.
Kilo KQ4, and I missed the last three ways.
AQ4AKE, Alpha Kilo Echo.
As soon as I get off the phone, I'll give you a call back and so forth, and we'll talk, because I live in Simpsonville also. KA3JCA.
Forward hearing from you. KQ4AKE, we're standing by.
We're AKE from W3UX.
W3UX, this is KQ4AKE.
Gone where and easily. And I understand there is a trader's net that's on this repeater. Are you familiar with that?
And what was on the repeater? I didn't catch what you said there. KQ4AKE.
I said, is there a trader's net on this repeater? I understand if you're looking to sell items, you could come here and announce them. Over.
And, I'm not familiar with that. I don't know if there is one or when it is, but... I had heard somebody on some repeater somewhere having a trader's net, but I don't know which repeater it was.
And for MMW.
Go ahead.
Yeah, this, the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, which is the owner of this frequency, this repeater, on Wednesday nights, when they have their net on Wednesday nights, they also have a chance to do swapping, list stuff for sale, and they keep a regular listing, and it's on their website at brars.org.ca, and, you know, or .cc, pardon me, brars.cc, and the items for sale, people can list items, people can, you know, list wants on there, but it's every Wednesday night at, when the net is called at 9 p.m., over.
Trader's Net Wednesdays at 9 p.m., but I assume the website you gave me was to list your for sale items, and I didn't get that.
The club is, the website is Bravo Romeo Alpha Romeo Sierra dot Charlie Charlie, and that is the website for the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society in Greenville, and they have all the information on there about their nets and their swaps and listings of things that are for sale. Over.
Okay, very good. So I got Bravo Romeo question mark dot cc.
Bravo Romeo Alpha Romeo Sierra dot Charlie Charlie.
Romeo Alpha Romeo Sierra dot Charlie Charlie.
Roger, roger.
So if I go on that website and I have a item I want to list for sale, I can do it right there.
And I haven't looked into that. I don't belong to the club. I used to be a member, but I know that on Wednesday night, they, after they do the check-ins for the net, they take a time in which they take items to be listed, items, people wanting items and things like that, all that's listed, and then that's put up on the website afterwards, I understand. So that's the way they've been doing it for a number of years now.
Website and check it out, and I have an Icon 7200 here for sale, and I wanted to try and, sell it locally so I don't have to pay shipping. It's costly, but anyway, it's a good radio, and be nice to sell it locally, Roger.
Roger, Roger. I've got a 7200, which once I get it checked out and fixed back up, it's going to go in my car, and I've got a 7300 sitting on my desk. Tell me, U2T clear.
Radio, not maybe more, but still, this one, if it has 20 hours on, it's lucky. I bought it as a backup, and, you know, I'm just, where do I go, and so we will give that a shot. I'll look into this, and I appreciate your info. UX.
KQ4, AKE. Kilo Quebec 4, Alpha Kilo Echo. This is Kilo Alpha 3, Juliet Charlie Alpha KA3, KC8.
KE, was that Kilo Alpha 3, Juliet, Charlie Alpha?
You have it correct, and my name is Richard.
This afternoon.
I was going to tell you, I have a Simpsonville address, but I live off of Highway 14, just south of Woodruff Road. So I'm not sure if you actually live on this side of Simpsonville or if you actually live downtown Simpsonville area.
Near the Clear Springs Fire Department area, about 5 miles, I guess it's east of Simpsonville.
Close it up here real quick to give me an idea. An outside antenna?
A little bit there. You say, do I have an outside antenna?
Yeah, are you on an outside antenna or are you just on the handheld?
Talking on a J-pole that's outside the house. It's only up about 10, 15 feet right now, though.
All right, let's do this. Let's go over to 14652, 146.52. It's a simplex frequency, and let's see if we can talk that way.
46.52, that's what you said, right?
There is no offset, no tone, just the same transmit and receive.
So we'll try that. 146.52, just give me a minute to get over there, and I'll talk to you in a bit.
Okay, if that does not work, then did you say you also have, can you make it into the 146.82, the Paris Mountain Repeater?
Yes, I can. This is KQ4AKE. Yeah, I talk on the Paris Mountain Repeater all the time.
Okay, if we don't hook up on 52, I'll meet you on the 820 machine on Paris Mountain.
I'll talk to you there. This is KQ4AKE, and we're clear.
3JCA, QSY, 14652 simplex.